All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlach from the Intlakepm territory up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm sitting here with the president of Minnetonka Park Association,
Hello.
Cilia.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. How did you do that with I saw you take not one breath in that whole introduction. That was amazing. Like a deep diver.
Yeah, I guess just practice, I guess. Yeah, so we have an awesome show coming up for you folks out there. Welcome people from all over the world. From Germany, from Australia, from India, from Africa, from China, Ukraine, Russia, wherever you are, Spain, Hawaii, New Zealand, where else can we say? Iceland, wherever you are, where we welcome you and...
Vivian in Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
Others too.
Yeah, we got a lot of folks out there listening. So we have a subject and it's on self-reflection, and it's going to be an awesome show. We have our regular guests coming in. Hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of Wegedesk to join us. We have my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkna, BC, and also Lady Faima from, and her, she's the sister of Madam Ottawa, Councillor Fari. And so, yeah, so we're going to start off the show, and it's a dedicated song, and it's a picked song from my biggest fan down in California, Lily, and it's her birthday tomorrow.
Oh, lovely. Happy birthday, Lily.
Yeah, so we're gonna play her a song, and it's her song from Imagine Dragons, and the song is called Thunder. So we're going to listen to that and carry on with our show. So listen in and enjoy, everyone.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder. Feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder. Feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping. Lightning and the thunder, 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 feel the thunder.
we're back. That was Imagine Dragons, Thunder, and a big happy birthday to Lily down California. Yeah, that was her pick. So that was pretty awesome, pretty amazing. She's a karate kid. She's pretty inspirational herself. I believe she's a brown belt, and she'll be a black belt very soon. And she's 11. So I'm very proud of her and happy for her. And it's somebody special in my heart for sure. So anyways, we're going to carry on with the show. And we weren't able to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk today. So we're going to carry on and we're going to do what he taught us. And we're going to do some deep breaths.
Slow breaths.
Yeah, we're gonna relax ourselves, relax our bodies, our head from head to toe, and we're gonna inhale. We're gonna imagine pulling in all the positivity, and on the exhale, we'll imagine all the negativity leaving us.
Bring in the nourishment.
Yeah, for sure. So on three, one, two, three. Last one. Oh, man. Always awesome to get that oxygen into our brains, into our lungs.
Oxygenating the blood.
Yeah, just revitalizing us and getting us ready for a super awesome show. We always have great subjects that we have, and also great music, so,
and great listeners too.
Yeah, and our listeners
we'll
out there
celebrating.
Yeah, we'll
starting
be
starting the celebrations early today.
Yeah.
For next week.
Yeah, we're gonna have listener appreciation week coming up next week. So just giving all our appreciation and out to all our listeners all over the world that are tuning in and getting the good vibrations, the positive vibrations that we like to spread around and share. And just a pretty awesome time right now. So since we weren't able to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk, we'll talk a little bit about some of our subject, which is self-reflection.
Self-reflection.
Yeah, so how about yourself?
Any pearls of wisdom on this end of things? You know, one of the things that I thought about is, like, that how I know that I'm in that state of self-reflection if I'm feeling kind of curious, if I've got that curious, expanded feeling. So, because the point that I wanted to make is sometimes I can go into another state that looks sort of similar, but it's really rumination, which is where, you know, I'm thinking about something over and over again, and it's a little, it can lead more towards that cycle of a negative spiral of sorts.
Yeah.
And they're very different. They're like night and day, really. So, and then I think, well, why is it so important? And it's right, because I can only expand my awareness through taking, and it's hard in a busy life sometimes to go, you know, take a couple of minutes at least, or a few minutes to really think about the day and everything. It's like that it's the entry point to growing self-awareness and my impact on other people. And also when I'm impacted by other people, kind of learning more about myself and what that's, you know, when I, obviously if they impact me in a way where I feel really great, but if I'm feeling kind of upset about something, is that it's touching on something that's needing some attention and care, right?
Yeah, that's so true. It's kind of like what I go through when I'm driving and you know, I'm picking up people and stuff, and we're on a journey.
Yes.
And it's a real physical journey that we're on. And it can really relate to all of us metaphorically also.
Yeah.
Like we're all on this journey in this world all together.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we're all in the same situation, crossing paths or just being on the same path, And we can look around and notice if people are being affected negatively or mm-hmm. positively. And that's how we can help us self-reflect and know.
Yeah.
And that's one of the ways that I found with myself and my own self-reflection is just by, you know, watching the people around me, looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Not all the time you have to look at yourself. You can look at the other people around you.
Well, they're giving, they're, you know, when you're looking around, there's lots of, it's a lot of information around you about how you're interconnected with everything else. And I love that you brought that up, because when I first heard the topic self-reflection, I kept going back and forth between self. Well, it's not really like it is in relationship with other people too that we learn so much. So it is that state of taking time, but it's noticing in the moment. Like what you're saying is kind of while you're on the path and in the middle of stuff is noticing mm-hmm. and noticing the impacts and how the interconnectivity is happening.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, we'll continue on with the show, and we'll continue talking about this too.
Yes.
But we'll get to our next song, which I wanted to dedicate to yourself and also
you.
To Jeff Scott down at Tri-City Community TV.
Yeah, Jeff.
He's always got some really good interviews going on and stuff. And you were actually on one of them.
I know. I was so nervous going on a TV segment.
Famous.
Like, ah! Yeah, I know. But, yeah, one of the little nieces went, television? Like, is it? I was like, well, you know, yeah, I guess so. But my head's not too big yet.
Yeah.
I was very nervous.
It's got to grow some more.
They're very good at helping with nerves, too. Very gentle.
Okay, so we're going to carry on with the show, and we're going to listen to some Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway. And the song they have for us, it's called White Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's listen to that. Enjoy, everybody, and we'll be right back. Thank you. Gotta crawl out of that rabbit hole now.
Yeah, get back on the path.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I really enjoyed that song. When I found it, I was like, man, what is this strange looking bunch? And then I listened, I was like, man, this is pretty incredible. So yeah, I was pretty enthused about playing that. And, it reminded me of, you know, some of our paths that we take, and we do end up in that world, and just the self-medication, the stuff that we do. It has its ups and downs, but, you know, just like I was just mentioning to you, a lot of this music that we're listening to wouldn't exist without it. Without them going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, they had to kind of walk off the path and down the hole.
And go out into space and wherever they go to get that creativity. And it's just so amazing, and just makes the world alive and makes it kick. And but we do have to be careful.
Yes, because it's
And that's where the whole self-reflection comes in. We got to watch and manage ourselves in those situations and be able to, you know, get out of that rabbit hole when we get stuck.
Yeah, and then when you're talking about self-medication, I think often people do go right to the substances, which of course is part of that, but people can self-medicate by shopping, compulsively shopping and or compulsively eating or gambling. I mean, fill in the blanks almost. You can almost anything can become the focus of that type of rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And with different degrees of impacts for a person's life, right?
There's so many things out there that can impact our dopamine.
Social media.
Yeah, our dopamine is triggered by all that.
Yeah.
You know, even like you say, social media, you know, Twitter,
you get your hit, the
TikTok,
like.
Or whatever.
TikToks. Love it. Yeah. I used to like TikToks.
But, you know, all that kind of stuff, it affects us, and it can be very addictive and get us down the rabbit hole, and sometimes we get stuck down there, and sometimes we never come out.
Yeah, and the self-reflection is a big part of sometimes helping us to realize that we're kind of way far down the rabbit hole. The other part of it is that sometimes it is helpful to have other people around us saying, hey, are you okay? You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like you said, people do, I can't remember what the words were you said a few weeks ago, but that people need to do their own work. But, you know, sometimes we can shine a light and go, is everything okay? You know, mm-hmm. that type of thing to help a person sort of go, yeah, everything's okay. Or, oh, yeah, I think everything's okay. And then go check it out, right?
Yeah, 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 for sure. Yeah. It's always good to have people out there that we can rely on, that have an objective look on things. Sometimes people can be too close.
Yep, that's true.
And then you have situations that end up like what's going on over there in Ukraine and Russia right now, when you have too many yes men telling you everything's okay and everything's going to go as scheduled, and it doesn't. It goes for a whole year.
Right.
And plus, so it, you know, these kind of things we got to remember and watch.
Yeah, so there's a lot of nuances there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get a hold of Shkwait Shachlech, hopefully very soon here, and we'll be right back.
Ah, mm-hmm. Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and up next, we're going to be talking to Shkwait Shachlech, my brother from Gwaishkna.
Great.
And we're going to play his song of the week, though. It's from Layup, and it's called Get Up and Move. So we'll listen to that, and hopefully we'll get a hold of my brother. So, yeah, you're moving your head up and down.
I'm saying hello.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to hearing what your brother is.
Okay. Yeah, let's listen. Lay up, get up, and move. So, enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
All right, brothers and sisters from all over the world, you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And we have our guest, special guest coming up from Gwaishkana. His name is Kwait Shakhlach. He's my brother. He's an extreme survivalist. He's survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and the big flood of a couple of years ago. So we're very honored to have him with us. And how are you doing, Shkwaish?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. A little bit hot, a little bit cold.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right.
Oh, that's great to hear. Yeah, it's finally turning into summer and a little bit more warmer springtime weather. So we're pretty happy with that. So we have our subject, and it's on self-reflection. And we know you had a lot of time to do that during your hard times, and we'd love to hear words from you on self-reflection.
Pretty hard for me to figure out what I would have self-reflected on, because I, like most of the rest of us people on the earth, think we're perfect. I was just going along, and you know, and if we think we're perfect, we don't self-reflect. And the best way to start self-reflecting is I just seen something of that Ben Franklin said about self-reflection. Ben Franklin says, "Love your enemies, for they tell you your faults."
That's a very interesting.
And your enemies tell you your faults,
yeah,
physically, spiritually, and emotionally, and all that. That gives you the start of your self-reflection. You know, if it stings when you hear what they say to you, then you know it's true.
That's so beautiful and true, yeah. Because a lot of times that's what happens to me sometimes. Like, we all get rated on what we're doing, especially in Uber. We get rates 1 to 5 or whatever. And I noticed, like, whenever mine goes down a little bit, it just hurts. It's just so painful. And then I realize, well, I must have done something, so I got to find out who it was and how do I react different this time. And